From the Punjab to London, Greenpoint, and beyond, Bhangra is the folk music of the Punjab, and it's become popular in dance clubs around the world. Rekha Malhotra has been called Bhangra's roving ambassador, and she's recently released a CD. It's called DJ Rekha Presents Basement Bhangra. DJ Rekha, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So how did a girl from Long Island get into this?
Well, I don't know. I was exposed to this music as a teenager. My mom went to England to go to my cousin's engagement party. She brought back a cassette tape. I really liked it. And a few years later, I heard versions of that kind of music mixed with like hip-hop beats by different producers in the UK. And I got really excited about it. It kind of all just came together.
Describe for us, if you could, please, what one of these basement party looks like. Lots of people with their fingers pointing in the air, right?
Right. Kind of like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. No, just kidding. The party takes place in Lower Manhattan. And our night is very eclectic. We start early. We get a really diverse crowd. We do a dance lesson. Bhangra is a dance as well as a music, the same way salsa is. It's a very particular kind of traditional dance, but it's evolved as the music has to kind of being a shoulders in the air kind of movement. It's just a room full of lots of kinds of people who are from Punjab, those who are interested in Indian music and culture, just regular New York party goers, hip hop heads, you name it.
How do you put a set together?
A DJ set?
Yeah.
I think I just walk into space with my bag of tricks. I never know what's going to happen because I'm always just trying to respond to the crowd. You know, I definitely know my music. I know what works together, what blends together. I definitely occasionally try some things at home, but then I just go with a moment and see what's happening.
Let's listen to the first track, if we could. Basement Bhangra Anthem.
Yeah. Every hip-hop record got an Indian sample, right? Yeah. Do your research. Yeah. This is where it started, right here. Yeah. It's the Bhangra, baby. DJ Rekha in the area.
Now tell us what we're hearing here.
You're hearing the title track for the album. The idea was to create an anthem for the party that people could, you know, jump to. Wyclef Jean, who intros the track and does a little rap on it, says, "I've been waiting outside for so long." But, you know, and he talks about how I bring people Bhangra. The vocalist is Bikram Singh. He's also from New York.
That drum we're hearing, that's the dhol, I think it's called?
Yeah, there's several drums going on, but the most pronounced drum that you hear is the dhol. It's a two-sided drum worn over the neck, hit on by sticks. It's sort of the icon of Bhangra music, and it's the rhythmic element of it.
Jay-Z rapped over a song by a Punjabi MC. Mm-hmm. I guess that was 2003. Are you trying to cross over a little bit yourself?
You know, there's a lot of urgency by a lot of Bhangra producers to do collaborations with hip-hop artists. There's almost like a sort of a dire need. A lot of the producers I know, that, especially those who are trying to break into the States, want to duplicate the success of that record. What people don't understand about the Jay-Z Punjabi MC record is the record was a bona fide universal international hit before Jay-Z even got his hands on it. You know, my goal is to just make my music reach as many people as possible. So if that means crossing over, then it does. But it's about finding an audience that appreciates it.
Does London still sort of set the tune for South Asian music?
I think the UK at large still has a strong influence. A lot of it is from actually slightly north now, Birmingham, Coventry, mm-hmm. which is where Punjabi MC is from. And a lot of the earlier Bhangra records were produced at a famous studio there. I think that because technology is so portable, and we can, like, you know, make tracks without ever meeting people and transport things over email, that we're seeing music being made in various places, but there is still something that is about Bhangra today that still comes from the UK.
Let's listen to another track, if we could. I'm going to enlist your cooperation in getting the Punjabi phrase, but the translation
sure.
is something like, "Come, let's dance and sing together."
Yes. Aja nachle boliyan paye.
Yeah. hear a hint of Scotland in it. Am I wrong?
Can you hear the bagpipes underneath?
Yeah, very subtle, but yeah.
Sure. This track is produced by Pops and Raj of Tiger Style. They're from Glasgow, Scotland. They're two Sikh brothers, and they've been making amazing music for many years. When I was putting the album together, I wanted to get an exclusive track from them, and I really wanted Gunjan, the vocalist, to sing because they had worked with her before. Bhangra is, you know, very male-dominated, the lyrics, the production, everything. I wanted to sort of invoke a female voice in there that wasn't just accenting the chorus lines with, like, oohs and ahs. The idea of the song was, it's about a shy guy that's too nervous to speak to the girl, but they both know they like each other, and the girl is actually saying, well, come on, you know, I know you like me. Why don't you just come and talk to me about it?
Does this represent sort of an extraordinary sentiment in the world of Bhangra for the girl to say, come on, take a step toward me?
I think it's a little feminist.
Are there still some people that have a hard time accepting a woman in your role?
Sure. There are always people that have a hard time accepting women everywhere in every profession. Definitely. I think there are a lot of haters out there, especially my South Asian male colleagues. Sometimes they don't get it.
But, ooh, you mean your fellow DJs or?
Sure. Fellow DJs, fellow event producers, you know, they don't understand how I've been able to do what I do.
Is there a difference between something you put together there in the basement for a show and what you put on a CD?
The idea, I did the best I could to recreate the experience of Basement Bhangra. But I had other considerations for the CD, which were I wanted to definitely use a lot of the artists that have performed at our party. Most of the tracks are licensed. I wanted to use my own material. There's a couple of instrumental tracks, which I've thrown in the middle. And when I actually play them live, I play them much longer. But I thought for a listening experience, if you're not actually dancing to it and you might be listening to it, it might be too long. So I had to make some considerations like that to make the CD sort of blend and work well together.
I've read that you told interviewers you wanted to make a dance CD, not a world music CD.
That's right. I think that, you know, world music is all well and good, but it has a very anthropological, voyeuristic, let's look at how these people live context. I just wanted music that was danceable. You put the CD in and throw a party and it takes you through.
The cut you used to close the CD. It's a popular Punjabi song, right?
It's a boli. Boli means a verse. A lot of them are just passed on orally, so there's actually no author, but they sort of get altered lyrically to the time and the moment. And this is a remix that was done by Bali Sagu, so it's his version, and I end the CD with it.
Yeah. Bali Sagu's an English producer.
Yeah, he's an English producer. He's was very instrumental in connecting the traditional sounds with the more modern sounds. He was, in fact, very influential in me becoming a DJ because his music was the first music that I heard that was mixed, Bhangra mixed with, like, hip-hop beats. This track was produced in 1990, yet it still works on a dance floor today.
Now, when people hear this of a night, what's it mean?
It usually means I have to go to the bathroom because it's 11 minutes long. It's kind of my coda song. I often play it at the end. It can get behind the decks and start dancing. And it just works because it's long, it's slow, it builds up. The vocalist is Mulkeet Singh, one of my favorite Bhangra singers. It's one of my tricks in my bag. I've played it everywhere, in every context.
DJ Rekha, thanks very much.
Thank you.
DJ Rekha speaking with us from New York. Her latest CD, in fact, her first, is DJ Rekha Presents Basement Bhangra. And to hear hey full songs from DJ Rekha's CD and listen to more interviews with people making waves in music, you can check out our music site at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Thank you.